Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at Boomtown Casino at the Sportsbook. Lots going on. The LSU women's basketball team, number 5 in the nation, taking on number 2 South Carolina. End of the first quarter, the Gamecocks trailing by 1-2 LSU. The Tigers up 22-21. And also, Mike, the Saints tweeting out that they have completed today's interview with Anthony Weaver. So another in-person interview down for this black and gold squad.
Well, you know, because everybody always worries about snow in New Orleans and impacting these interviews. Like, what? So, yeah. So, it's also it's how much things have changed. I mean, I know I'm old. This is going to be an old man statement. But we used to have to hide in the bushes, right?
To find out
what was going on. And I think I saw a guy that he had a person staged at the airport. And he had a person staged at Saints camp, you know, following people around.
Now the team just tell you.
Now they tell you. Here's what we did today. We just wrapped up our in-person interview with Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator with Miami. They've also done it throughout the process. Did our virtual, and it's very open. It's amazing. There's no secrets anymore. I mean, because you can't, you just can't. This with social media and X and Shifter and Brayer, all these people.
You know, try to keep up with everything.
Good gosh, man, it's amazing. So we'll see. And then we have the Pelicans as well. Pelicans
That's right.
Tonight.
Yeah, 6:30 pregame coverage will be on 870 AM. While we'll roll on here on 105.3 FM and a 7 o'clock tip off against the Grizzlies. Pelicans looking to win their 5th straight game.
Yeah.
But we'll be without Zion tonight. They will have DeJounte Murray, and Eves Missy is back after he was dealing with an illness.
Right, but no Brandon. He's out with the ankle sprain,
right?
And no Herb out with the shoulder still. In fact, they had 16 players between the two teams on the initial injury report. I'm like, how many people are on these? Like, that should be everybody, isn't it? That's like a lot. So 6 players are out for Memphis. Ja Morant's questionable right now. But, man, you know, you had that game with Milwaukee that was postponed because of the snow. I mean, they kind of had things really, like, keep the momentum going. I mean, it is what it is. Snow is what it is. But, man, they've played such good basketball, really, since that road trip, you know, with Boston and Chicago and Philly, really, you know, playing good basketball.
We were talking about the coaching search for the Saints. A coach currently on the staff that's a former player, Jari Evans. You got a chance to talk to him. I think it was right after he got inducted into the Ring of Honor in the Caesar Superdome.
Yeah, and so talking with Jari, you know, such a class guy and Hall of Fame finalist again, and hopefully this will be the year. We'll find out on Thursday, February 6th at the Honors. We'll find out all the MVPs and all of the awards. But we had a chance to talk to Jari not too long ago during the season as part of the Saints Hour broadcast. Here's a portion of that where he really gets into the coaching aspect and really when he found out he was going into the Ring of Honor, which they kept as a surprise. So here's a portion of that interview. Let's go back a little bit. I know we've talked. It's such a big day for you coming up on Sunday as you get into the Ring of Honor, but I kind of want to start backwards, right? July 31st, Irvine, when you got the news, and it was cool because it was in front of your peers and your players and your coaches. And I think enough time's passed. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was really surprised. That wasn't on my radar that day. I was more so thinking about the plays, practice, you know, individual drill with the old line. Yeah, so it caught me off guard, caught me by surprise, and it was a bit emotional at first, and then I had to get it together because they wanted me to say something. So,
well, I looked at it this morning just to kind of refresh my memory because we were there but not in the room, and you know I love when the big guys get emotional, right? So I've kind of felt you were like clapping. Kind of getting you were kind of getting yourself back together, right?
Because I was.
You know what I mean? The clap kind of helped you get it back together, but you turned it right into win each day, add each day up, win each down, add each down up, win the drive, add the drives up. At the end of the day, let's go win the division. And you turned it typically, not surprisingly, nothing about you. It became about a message to the team.
Yeah. You know, it's, I just remember as a player, coaches always you know, it's very important who you put in front of the team and the message that they deliver. So I always remember that. And I, you know, of course, we played a big team game. And, you know, some of those guys watched me play, you know, guys know what kind of player I was, but, you know, I immediately got into coach mode and I wanted to deliver a message to inspire those guys to be the best player they can be. And that's something that I told myself when I was on the field is, you know, win the down, add those downs up, win the drive, you add those drives up, you win the day, and ultimately you win a division.
Played 11 years for the Saints, did play that one final year for Green Bay. We count it from NFL purposes, but from a Saints standpoint, because the numbers are astonishing to me when you think about what everybody is going through. Out of 176 possible games, you missed two games in 2013 and five in 2015. So you started 169 out of 176 out of a possible during your time here. You know the game. You know what they're going through now. Those numbers must be significant even to you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of those numbers. You know, I missed seven games with the Saints, and I only missed two with Green Bay. I didn't play the last two games of that season. I had a knee issue. But, yeah, and, you know, the most streak in the road games I missed was like three because I had surgery, but I made it back quickly and to get back with the guys. So I'm very proud of being available. You hear a lot, the best ability is availability, and I was able to stay healthy.
That stretch for you that started in 09, AP first team, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, your AP second team, Pro Bowl all those years, and then Pro Bowl in 14. And those were, and people don't probably, you have to go back and look, at least to me, they think about the 09 and the 11 and the 13 teams as being those kind of standouts. Those years, this football team ran the ball better than it threw the ball, right? And probably people wouldn't know that or wouldn't think that, right? But that's when you guys were playing good, you were running the football.
Yeah, man. We, you know, I played on some great units with some great guys. And, you know, you look at AK, who just broke Mark's record. You know, Mark was the back a lot of those years and stacked up a lot of those numbers. And the one thing I do think the organization has done and continues to do is shows the value of the guys up front. And, you know, we protected Drew well, and we were able to put up a lot of records on the ground and in the air. And it was a lot of fun.
I was looking. So in your 11 years, the Saints led the NFL in total offense six times. So, man, that's just boom, right? Total offense. But in those 11 years, you allowed 274 sacks. That was the lowest amount in the NFL over that period. Which of those stats means more to you?
Run versus the pass? I would say the sacks. You know, as an old lineman, you always kind of, you know, you pride yourself on running the ball. That's the pride thing. You know, you pride yourself on running the ball, getting downfield, getting to the second level, getting the linebackers, getting your running backs to the safeties. You know, that's a given for us. We want to play, you know, big and nasty and strong, but to also not just be dominant in the run game, but also be dominant in protecting the quarterback to allow those guys, to allow them to drive the ball downfield, those guys to make play downfield. You know, you really feel the energy of the dome and the stadium and the fans when you get those big plays through the air. So, you know, those plays, you know, drove us to be successful, and the type of players that we had and Drew Brees and his skill set and his talent, we wanted to be dominant in both, not just the ground, but in protecting the quarterback as well.
Deuce gets asked all the time, man, why don't you be a coach? And I know the former players who get asked that go, dude, I've seen the job, man. I know what the job is. And it's a heck ton of work. But you were an intern in 2022 and then last year and then this year. Did you know what you were getting into? I know that answer. But how's it been? Yeah. What's the progression been like?
It's been awesome. You know, throughout my career, I did football clinics. I've done camps. I've had young men that have come up through my camps that wind up making it to the NFL. So, you know, throughout my career, I was doing teaching clinics with offensive line. And even when I retired, I have a 24-hour gym back in Philly that I've owned for 13-plus years. It's been a company for 20-plus years. So I was training guys and working with guys. But, you know, it is a grind. The coaching grind is a grind. The good thing about it is, I know football pretty well and I know technique, and I'm able to sharpen these guys' tools and add tools to their toolbox. And then the O-line is very unique because you got guys from all different body types, all different sizes that have different skill sets that move differently. And I enjoy working with those guys, and I enjoy showing them things that made me successful, and also showing them things that I've learned from my teammates over the years that made us successful and made them successful as far as tackles and centers and things of that nature. And there's about, shoot, I mean, there's a lot of us who are coaching now. I mean, Dwayne Ledford actually coaches for the Atlanta Falcons. Played with him earlier in my career. You got Jonathan Goodwin. You got Zach Strieve. So, you know, there's a lot of guys coaching that I played with up front. And I think it just shows of how good of a units we've had over the years that we have a lot of linemen coaching.
Great to hear from Coach Jari Evans there, and I'm seeing, too, he's going to be involved at the Senior Bowl next week helping out with the offensive line.
Yeah, he's such a good guy, right? It was just more of a conversation.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of those, you know, where you just kind of just talk football with a guy and really kind of get to know him a little bit. I mean, think about it, though. In this time with the Saints, he missed 7 games, right? 7! Yeah, the linemen missed that many this year.
No, and you know, you see those old linemen, they've got braces on elbows and knees and, you know, sleeves here, and it's really a testament of his durability. And like you said, awesome guy. So happy for him to get into that Ring of Honor.
Yeah, Ring of Honor and hopefully the Hall of Fame. I think it will happen, as he said. You know, he knows football pretty well. Yeah, I don't think anybody questioned that. And what a list, you know, as you look at the finalists for 25 years, Eli Manning, you know, Newman, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, Eric Allen, who played for the Saints, and Reggie Wayne. We're on the West Bank here at Boomtown. He went to John Arrett. You know I'm old. I look at Reggie Wayne and I go, he's 46. That made me feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm ancient. I am a dinosaur. My first-round pick in 2001. So I mentioned Eric Allen. So it's just, you know, it's just going to be, no matter what, it's going to be a great class. And I hope that it is. That's tough for guards, right? Tough for guards. If you're not a left tackle and from an offensive line or a center, it's difficult. But I do think, you know, now's the time.
Pretty impressive resume for Jari Evans. And, yeah, just probably a better person even than anything else. Really happy for him. You see the success he's had now on the field and going into coaching. We'll see what happens with him. I wonder if one day he aspires to be kind of a head coach, or he wants to stick with the O-line.
Yeah, I don't know. It's great. You know, he's certainly a humongous leader, which is first and foremost, and he has the respect of anybody that's around him, either from coaching or playing. We saw Zach do it. You know, I mean, these guys who go that route know exactly what they're getting into, and to do it, you got to go all in. We're so happy to see what Zach's accomplished and Jari as well. So we'll find out Thursday, February 7th. It'll be the Invisalign Honors Awards event. We'll find out all the MVPs, and we'll find out who gets in.
So be rooting for Jari and a bunch of our local flavor there, like you mentioned, with the Hall of Fame coming up. Once again, want to mention to everybody that the Saints have completed their in-person interview with Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver for their head coaching position. Tomorrow coming in will be Mike Kafka, former player, now the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. He's looking to move on up in the ranks. And we mentioned also next week it'll be sometime, though. No definite date yet. But Mike McCarthy, the former Dallas Cowboys coach, in the mix. And then we'll see what happens after these games this week with guys like a Cliff Kingsbury with the Washington Commanders and Joe Brady of the Buffalo Bills, who had time with the Saints staff and we know went on to be the passing game coordinator over at LSU for that magical championship season in 2019.
And Kellen Moore as well. You have a lot of guys that are in this mix. You know, 3 of the 4 that are still in this mix are, you know, still playing the game here.
Right.
But it just shows you kind of the length of the process. Anthony Weaver, Dolphins defensive coordinator, he had his virtual interview on January 8th. Virtual on January 8th, in person on the 24th. It's a process.
Yeah, and snow did cause a little bit of an issue with that. I'm sure it would have been earlier this week if not.
Right, but still, that's a pretty good gap between your virtual and in person, because the NFL works very hard to lengthen this process.
Yeah.
Slow it down. And so it's hard to, because you can do virtual at a certain window, you can bring them in person at a certain window, but they got to be either through the season or you got to wait.
It's just so odd for teams that are still in the playoffs having to deal with, you know, their coaches being interested in other positions.
It happens every year.
Yeah, right.
It's not like college, at least they stay, right? You can't hire them.
Just
all
out of here.
That's right, yeah. You guys deal with the bowl yourself.